Nearly 200 years after her birth, Harriet Tubman, who led escaped slaves to freedom on the Underground Railroad, is being honored with a visitor's center, byway, and state park near her birthplace in Dorchester County. WYPR's Johnna McCone visited on the preview day for media last week.
So we're going to walk through that, and then the next section will again immerse you in Tubman's life in the Choptank River region. So if you walk with me.
That's Angela Crenshaw, assistant park manager of the Harriet Tubman Historical Site, leading a tour around the visitor center, which opened to the public on Saturday. The center and park are adjacent to Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, where the marshes, fields, and woodlands still look much as they did during Tubman's life. Crenshaw says her favorite part of the center, which tracks Tubman's life as an Underground Railroad operative, is a section depicting Tubman laboring as a slave alongside free blacks.
And it shows Harriet Tubman leading her two oxen, and they're dragging timber down one of the canals.
Tubman worked in the timber fields with her father, from whom she learned survival skills. Her master later hired her out to other landowners in the region, collecting a fee. Crenshaw says the exhibits are designed to be immersive.
And I really like the way it's interactive. The water looks like it's moving. You can see her arm is outstretched, and she has a stick to guide her oxen.
Tubman developed relationships with people she could trust and became comfortable moving through the marshes at night.
She learned how to read the stars from the blackjacks and the shipbuilding towns, and that was pivotal to make her a successful conductor on the Underground Railroad.
The $22 million park was 8 years in the planning. Then President Barack Obama named the site a national monument in March of 2013, the 100th anniversary of her death. Quotes from Tubman appear on the walls of the center, and sculptures depict her deeds and the challenges she overcame. Chris Elcock, one of the building's architects, says they designed it to incorporate the idea of a story that moves between Underground Railroad stations.
When you arrive on the site, there are a number of barn-like forms, okay, which are the forms that you would expect to see in this region on the Eastern Shore, but they're all connected by this link. This link takes you from south to north, and so it's the most obvious metaphor for the Underground Railroad journey.
At the end of the exhibit, a glass wall faces north.
You see clearly the destination to the north and the idea that metaphorically that is safety, right?
Alan Reed, a principal of GWWO Architects, the firm that designed the site, says the path through the exhibits frequently veers in different directions, reflecting Tubman's journeys.
As Tubman escaped, it was never a direct line north. She was continually going off the path to various stations. So in that way, it's maybe a very literal connection to the way that she moved, in that it was circuitous and ultimately brings you back to the north.
Kay Clifford Larson, who wrote a book about Tubman and was a consulting historian on the park and byway sites, says the local community wanted Tubman's life as a slave on the Eastern Shore portrayed accurately.
People are very uncomfortable with slavery. They'd rather see themselves in the role of the Underground Railroad agent than the slaveholder or the enslaved. But I think that this is a very moving experience. I think it's something that everybody should come and see.
A group of African-American Civil War reenactors representing the 54th Massachusetts Regiment, the all-black unit that was the subject of the 1989 movie Glory, was there as well. Among them was Mel Reed of Washington, D.C.
We like to say we represent the very end of the Underground Railroad, and it got to us, black guys in blue uniforms. Think about this. There were guys that were in plantations 2 weeks later in a blue uniform.
He said it's a reminder that although Harriet Tubman's legacy was extraordinary, there are countless untold stories of African-American heroes of that era. I'm Johnna McCone for 88.1 WYPR.
For pictures, come to WYPR.org. You can also drive the 125-mile Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad Byway. It starts in Cambridge and heads north to Caroline County and then the Delaware state line.